Newsflash. All Might, Eraserhead, team up. Written by Demery. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, My Hero Academia. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Aizawa Shota, Yagi Toshinori. Also tagged for sex pollen, fuck or die, size kink, size difference, age difference, superhero kink, golden days, pre-BNHA, pre-vigilantes, handjobs, cum shot, cum kink, smoker Aizawa because, ugh, why not? Everyone else does it, so I can claim peer pressure. Explicit language. Sort of DubeCon as per sex pollen premise. Danger. Overstimulation. Frottage. Breath play. Oral sex. Rough oral sex. Choking. Deep throating. Feral All Might. Kinky as shit. Not safe or sane, but definitely consensual. Depression. Financial issues. Pining. Pining All Might. Manga spoilers. Masturbation. Sadness. Vibrators. Angst. Bottom All Might. Anal sex. Anal fingering. Pegging. Help, I broke All Might. Feral Aizawa. Canon typical violence. Possessive behavior. Emotional sex. Power play. Irresponsible use of erasure. Arguing. Reference to panic attacks and or PTSD. Bonding. Understanding, which is my main kink, TBH. Biting. Banter. Dear God, so much banter. Bright future ahead. Can I take cum kink twice, guys? Because it's a problem. And condoms. Summary. Five times the number one headliner, All Might, and underground scrub, Eraserhead, teamed up, and one time they didn't. Unfortunately, the first time they meet, both heroes are already high on weaponized ecstasy, or dust as it's known in the street. Let the good times roll. Reader's notes. This fic is technically unfinished. The finished fic looks to be 14 chapters and 12 are posted, only 11 of which are included in this podfic. When I first read this fic, it was only 11 chapters long and ended on what I thought was perfectly good closure and a perfect ending for the fic. It hadn't been updated in a while, so I figured, hey, I'd ask permission and just podfic what was there as if it was complete. Since then, the author has been working fairly diligently to finish this fic, and at time of recording, there are 12 chapters posted. If the fic is finished by the time this is going to go live, I will take this author's note out, and the entire fic will be there. If not, know that this, while technically is not the complete work as it exists on AO3, it does have a satisfying conclusion and will work as a standalone work. I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you? I'm in Toronto and I got this view, but I might as well be in a hotel room, yeah. It doesn't matter cause I'm so consumed, spending all my nights reading texts from you. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance, I know the
But you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you. I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to...
Chapter 1. Stolen Iranian Artifacts. Eraserhead is on the case. He was so close. His biggest job in months, and he was so fucking close. Until he came along and saved the day. Everything was in place, barring the expected unexpected. The painstakingly slow infiltration was as meticulous as the capture knots he'd been obsessively whipping his reins into and out of for the hours leading up to the handoff. Crouched in the dark, empty stomach and calves cramping in the silence like adorable little reminders that he was still alive. He was good about it, knowing the payoff. Except when he broke and smoked one cigarette. One! Which, of course, somehow summoned the suppliers, and he hurriedly scrubbed it out against his boot, walking back on his toes until he was out of sight. He hid behind the cast iron door of the oldest brick warehouse on the east side of Tokyo and watched a grand variety of cheap muscle haul in box after box in the strict silence. Every movement echoed in the old building, boxes booming as they hit the ground. The only visible sunlight streaming through slatted windows two stories up. One way in, one way out. They'd planned this, but so had he. Meticulous. They filed in and just kept coming. Everyone was there, even some higher-ups that he thought would stay around the corner in their hot rod cars and let the lackeys do the work. Then again, maybe stolen Iranian artifacts were fetching a higher price, or prestige, than his research had indicated. The young hero's dark eyes, far past burning by this point, sifted and cataloged the new attendees, calculating the new variables, risks, and rewards. Gang politics were rich to be mined in situations like these, betraying subtle, cannibalistic shifts in power that couldn't be gleaned from message boards or hacking comm lines. Then it was on. The buyers approached, and the sellers. Rifles leveled. Rolling his aching shoulders, the hero, unknown as Eraserhead, snapped his reins taut between his fists and showed his teeth to the dark, and the weight and the prize. And then, the slam of a door and a ray of light in the darkness. A big, booming, idiotic ray of light with a big, booming, idiotic laugh. Look at that! I'd say we're fashionably late to the party. Everything went to hell, presumably. Shoto was too busy bodily flinging himself out from behind the iron door turned weapon as the box he was using as secondary cover shattered in a spray of wood chips. The door hit the wall with a bang so loud it stole his hearing for an instant, teeth clenching hard enough to split, and the impact drove a mile-high crack up the old brick wall. On his hands and knees, Eraserhead stared behind him, skin flaring bitterly cold. That could have been his head. In front of him, a statuesque pillar of blue and red and yellow muscle was holding a man aloft, the size difference dwarfing his captive to the ragdoll appearance of a kitten caught by the neck. All Might laughed boisterously, and Shota reflexively covered his ears, heart jumping into his throat. "Quite a setup you have here. Am I in time to browse your collection? I really do have a fondness for cultural artifacts, particularly the illegal kind. See, I caught your lackey around the corner, and he said I could be his plus one. Or should I say, plus ultra?" It was silent. It was not supposed to be silent. Hell was supposed to continue to break loose, scattering Shota's work to the four winds, as the behemoth hero did what pro heroes generally did. Break everything in sight and ruin any chances of a clean conviction. But nobody was running. Instead, Of all things, everyone with a gun was slack-jawed and pointing it not at the huge hero hogging the entire scene, but under his arm, at him, where he was sprawled like a bug on the floor. Startled, All Might swung around, dropping the gang member with a steely grin. "Villain!" he cried, and the next thing Shota knew, he was slammed flat against the wall. "What the fuck? I'm not..." he choked out, numb hands scrabbling at the massive forearm across his front that pinned him effortlessly 2 feet off the ground, compressing his chest like it was an empty milk jug. The broken brick bit into his back as he struggled, head fucked, boot heels banging the wall from very far away. Brain cramping, short-circuiting from panic, and no small amount of pain, Eraserhead reached for his reins, reached for his quirk as he tried to keep his attention on the real reason he was there. Behind them, the warehouse scene erupted, both suppliers and buyers scattering, but with very sharp intent digging in boxes and packs for gas masks? Oh, shit. "Thought you would lie in wait and catch me unawares, hmm?" All Might demanded haughtily, then frowned and raised a finger. "You hired villains are hardly the smartest sort. You know, it's one thing to approach villainy as a passion, but to sell your skills to the highest bidder is just..." "Hero, stop!" Eraserhead wheezed brokenly, slapping at the monolith's bright yellow wrists. The only color left in the gray smear of his eyes as his ears popped, his head spun from lack of oxygen. "Fucking Hero, watch out, they're getting... Look!" There was a metallic, pressurized thump. A canister hit the warehouse floor with a clang and slid towards them. All Might turned, the simple motion setting off waves of gravity due to his alarming size, and his arm lifted just enough to let Shota suck in a sharp breath, feet still kicking reflexively for a hold. Over the pro hero's beastly blue shoulder, the smoke pellet broke, spinning on the floor, and hot pink gushed up and out. The smoke, damnably familiar, saturated the dusty air with vicious speed, blooming outward like dye through dark water. All Might made a sound of surprise, but Shota just forced his battered body to go limp, knowing what was next. "Well, fuck," he thought, smelling cloying marzipan, and lost consciousness. A brief blackout was hardly sufficient to produce such a bitch of a headache. And yet, that was the magic of dust. Shota didn't rush to open his eyes, knowing the boxes were already gone. The gang's gone. Hope gone. A sweet pink tang lingered on the back of his parched tongue, and he swallowed, grimacing into the dense dark of his closed eyes, trying to right his throbbing head. "What happened? You fucked up." Eraserhead rasped automatically, vaulting past any surreal concern about meeting the number one hero, All Might, and straight into lampooning him for being a fucking asshole. The huge hero shifted next to him, presumably dragging himself up from the floor. Anyone else, Shota would have told them not to stand. Today, he didn't bother. "I really do apologize," All Might managed after a minute, still obscenely loud for just a mumble. "You leapt out so suddenly, and the way you were dressed..." "Dressed in black? And what? This is a grade school play?" Shota gritted out, vaguely disgusted. He sat up too quickly and opened his eyes, just so he could shoot the massive hero crumpled next to him a look of pure fury. "I'm a hero, you fuckwit. And those were my marks. That was my case. You ruined my fucking case." Shota couldn't believe his fucking guts. He was cursing, shouting at freaking All Might. But any grasp of consequences was drowned out by the piecemeal cacophony of his battered body as he struggled up and out of chemical unconsciousness. His heart was pounding in his bruised chest, his smallest pieces trying to rein themselves in, tingling limbs overcorrecting with every movement, head throbbing viciously, overall straining to stay upright. And as apologetic as the other hero was, it didn't do shit for the stolen artifacts, the gang's uninterrupted reign, or the healthy meal ticket that was going to help Shota's miserable, bordering on criminal, rent back pay after he begged them. Before this, he was up shit creek with one paddle. Now, no paddle. No nothing. Shit. It didn't help the noxious pink tinge in the air either, but he hadn't even gotten to being pissed or panicked about that. Well, goodness, Almight huffed thickly on a 10-second delay. With language like that, no wonder you're mistaken for a villain. Shota could hear the disappointment, the pout, in the man's voice, and he swallowed the instantaneous impulse to clock the lauded savior of Japan in the jaw while his better judgment was still offline. Who was this asshole? Except he knew. Everyone knew. And it was only natural for All Might to keep apologizing. No one could forget the televised capture of a known demolition villain, where All Might, instead of celebrating a long overdue victory, trailed behind him like a puppy, sincerely apologizing for breaking his nose. The veteran hero sighed deeply, one huge hand to his head, with the blue laser points of his eyes downcast. Oh my, I really bungled that. There weren't any pins dropped nearby, so I assumed no one was working this area. The pin system? Shota snorted, rubbing his eyes. With every word, it was like he fell deeper into disenchantment with this man. How was 5 minutes with All Might more exhausting than a 12-hour stakeout? You realize every gang with half a GED among them has that thing hacked, right? Then, from far away beyond the closed iron door, they heard it. All Might, are you there? All Might? Open the door! Is it safe to come in? All Might! Oh no, the big hero gasped, hair antennae twanging as his head whipped around, his entire muscle-choked body tightening to attention, nearly lifting off the warehouse concrete floor. Is that the press? Shota breathed out, like his entire soul was leaving him for a less tortured existence. Of course, the gangs tipped them off, probably on the pin system, which the press also routinely hacked. The assholes wanted to make sure All Might didn't follow them at the lightning speeds he was so known for, and knew there was only one way to truly block him in. Dastardly. If things went wrong, more wrong than they already were, Shota supposed the damn vultures could finally get that huge story they were always after. Oh my, this is a problem. You think? Shota said, rolling his eyes automatically. He wanted to say, maybe if you weren't so damn chummy with them, they wouldn't be up your ass like this. But it was a moot point. The news stations had been called in, weaponized to fit the particular situation, just like the gas, the resulting panic visible on the face of the man who had brought down a giant lizard creature from the sea, intent on destroying all of Tokyo, made Eraserhead all the more certain he wanted nothing to do with celebrity heroism. He couldn't imagine a simple sighting after a battle fucking up his life for weeks. How did All Might get anything done?
But by any chance, do you have any idea what, that unusual smoke was?
Judging by the unwieldy quiver in the older hero's voice, All Might had more than an inkling of what it was, or at least what it did, and why it was problematic for the press to be waiting outside. It wasn't normal to wake from terrified unconsciousness with a monolithic erection, at least not in the younger hero's personal experience. Headache? Yes. Boner? No. Shota grimaced, unable to ignore the subtle heating of his bruised body once he remembered the dust. And All Might actually didn't know? Here we go, Eraserhead. Your first big team up with one of the big four. Classic.
Just a simple knockout gas, I'm sure. The big hero flustered as he got to his feet,
clearly enjoying the last sweet embrace of denial, even as he made sure to deftly block the heinous bulge of his suit from Shota's sight as he turned away, hands perched on his hips. "It's called dust," Shota mumbled slowly into his sleeve, hating every bit of his life. "And I've been hit by it before." He explained, hating how it would play out. Because it would play out. That was the nature of the drug. It was a quirk-enhanced MDMA blend. Ecstasy, but worse. It was also called the D on the streets. But as humorous as, say, Hizashi thought that was, Shota thought it undersold the malevolent tones of it. He was just grateful that he wasn't caught completely unawares the first time he was hit, considering how terrified and confused the first guinea pig heroes must have been, turning into fuck machines regardless of time, location, or available partners. He even knew a few who had been arrested and held for public fornication before knowledge of the drug spread. Even then, he didn't know whether they'd gotten the offense expunged from their records, as such things were usually tagged in hero databases and could effectively end a budding career. And no one was really trying to publicize dust or understand the targets. It was a destructive-as-shit invention, and did probably more than its creators ever intended. It destabilized the hero business in general, ended careers, subjected less famous heroes to one more difficulty that the wider pro community failed to acknowledge, and, of course, made getaways almost assured, as all pursuing heroes were dick-deep in each other in the time it took the actual police to respond. There was even a code word among the police force for stumbling upon a scene of dusting. A sneeze. They laughed about it, poking fun at latex and the naturally kinky hero scene. Until the first squad got hit with it, too. Now they were begging the government for a gas mask budget. A part of Shota still wondered how All Might didn't know about the new weapon on the scene. But then again, he fought the big bads. He wasn't likely to clash with the kind of skunky street criminal element who used this kind of trick to avoid capture. Luckily. Complete silence met his explanation, save for the muffled, curious clamor of the newscasters outside, comparing notes and capturing B-roll. Shota sighed through his nose. "So, oh my goodness," All Might said in a tense, harried whisper. He looked around, fists balled at his sides. "We need to go. Right now." "There's only one exit. That's why the sellers chose this location," Shota said into his knees, waiting for him to fucking deal. "What if you could, distract them? The press, I mean," All Might blurted out. His chiseled face abruptly brightened with a grin, like it was a fantastic and original idea. He gestured helpfully. "Yes, you distract them and I'll nip away and no one will see anything. I understand that it may be difficult for you, but as a fellow hero in a difficult position, I'm counting on your support." "This isn't about the press," Shota snapped from the floor, even though it usually was for him. He grimaced and wiped clumsily at his forehead, pushing his hand through his loose, sweat-slicked hair. Coordination already down by a third, probably. How was All Might still standing, much less pacing nervously? Probably because he was the size of a barn, and that was a lot of hero to drug. "And were you even listening? There's only one way out." All Might looked over at him beseechingly, finally paying attention. "We can't just go our separate ways. The only way, the only way to come down from this shit is to take care of it with another duster." "Take care of?" All Might asked in a strangled voice, face slack. Maybe it was the spicy feeling coiling in Shota's gut, blossoming malevolently into a heady bodily panic. But he hated the man's stupid face and his stupid questions, casting around for any other explanation. "I'm afraid I don't. Do you need a basic sex education or will you let me finish?" he said tersely, slapping the floor. "This is a designer weapon.
and things are about to get more than physical. Half an hour in, you go into a kind of sex-crazed fugue state and fuck anything that moves, which is something I'm assuming you don't want those idiots out there to catch on camera. And they mixed it in with a knockout gas this time, which ate up about 20 minutes of that. Shota had to hand it to them. They really nailed the execution this time. Real professional assholes. So you can't leave, he finished dully, dropping his leg in a crude sort of game show reveal of his own personal problem. And neither can I. Oh. Oh my stars, All Might gritted out, hand over his reddening face. Exactly, Shota thought, agreeing with him for the first time. Fucking exactly. That is utterly nefarious, All Might gulped, clearly overwhelmed. He glanced over at the younger hero. What happens if you get hit with this concoction while alone? Why do you think it's so dangerous to be solo on the streets right now? You find a safe place to ride it out, where you won't be a danger to yourself or anyone else. For about 4 hours. Silence again. It went without saying that neither of them had 4 hours. Not with the growing crowd outside. Shota sighed tensely. His mind, by far his most valuable resource, was degrading as it always did. Sucked in by the fuck vortex. A few feet away, All Might looked from left to right, then right to left, then up and down, clearly searching for something that certainly did not exist in the old warehouse. A solution that didn't involve dicks, namely.
Are you absolutely...
You first, Eraserhead ordered, done with the bullshit.
What? Excuse me?
All Might was clearly taken aback, and took a scandalized step away to prove it. His mammoth hands clasped protectively over his groin. Shota grit his teeth. As a fellow hero in a difficult position, he said, simply, tiredly, speaking the language, plugging in the buzzwords, then abruptly giving up. Get on the fucking floor so we can get this over with, okay?
You would really do that?
The big hero asked after a moment, quiet, genuinely nervous. Even through the hypnotic throb of the dust, his unexpected tone pricked the younger hero.
Ugh, don't make it sound like a sacrifice.
Shota hated it the second it was out of his mouth. Clearing his throat, he clarified,
This is a kind of dirty chemical warfare, and the antidote is easy, if unorthodox. I'll do you if you return the favor. Because I'm sure as hell not getting home like this without snapping and doing something I'll regret. Press aside.
Of course, yes. All Might nodded as if he understood, consternation creasing his brow all the while. Then he hesitated.
But forgive me, you don't look very...
Shota determinedly shook his head, damp hair slapping his cheek. No fucking buts. No fucking time, honestly. He shifted from side to side on the floor, body radiating a suffocating heat. He knew he looked like shit. He was sweating profusely, shaking, eyes hazy, moving like he was drunk. He also knew he was about 5 minutes from full-blown fuck machine. The heady, electric quiver of his gut every time he moved confirmed it. Not to mention the erection scalding his leg like a living branding iron inside of his jumpsuit.
You first... No more talking. It's affecting me faster, but I've done this before. And excuse me if I don't trust you around my dick with your brain turned inside out on dust.
He added surly. I can keep control, and even if I can't, I won't permanently injure you. So sit already. At that, All Might actually shut his mouth and obeyed. He lowered himself to the floor, crossed his arms over his knees, expressive face locked into something like fear. The sight, the simple submission, produced a sharp thrill that Shota's tense body eagerly ate up. Primed, thirsty. Who had seen the powerful hero like this, following orders just to get off? He swatted the thought away, hating himself. More than usual, that is.
Thank you, All Might said meekly, to the floor, perhaps realizing he had tried to lead the situation for far too fucking long, despite knowing nothing about the circumstances. Classic All Might, according to those who were rational enough to see past the celebrity shine of him. Shota almost breathed out. With his knees bent like that, sitting alone on the floor, All Might looked like a kid sent to the corner, all the while consciously or subconsciously guarding his groin. He fretted at the yellow frills on the arms of his suit, looking anywhere but at the other hero. This is uncomfortable and preposterous, I know, Eraserhead assured him in a suffering tone, getting on his knees and crawling over, wincing as everything chafed. Thus was the devious nature of gang policing. They didn't really give a fuck what happened to you after they got away. Wait, the big hero blurted out as Shota reached his side, the air between seeming to ripple and snap with heat with their bodies so close. He flashed a weak smile that sputtered out immediately, one finger raised. Your name is... Let's not make this awkward, Shota muttered. He physically pushed All Might down with a hand on his enormous chest and was fucking fascinated by how quickly he bent. The back of his mind exploded with the rich, penetrating heat of the man's skin through his hero suit, the drag of his reinforced latex blend on his sweating palm, the ripe curve of his pectorals. Shota's mouth went dry. Flat and helpless, All Might turned well and fully red, and averted his shadowed gaze. This is a professional courtesy. Don't think any more of it. It was surprisingly easy to deal with, overall. It didn't matter if All Might swung his way. D didn't differentiate. You quenched it with whoever was nearby, period. So Shota got to work quickly, before the veteran hero could offer him more excuses, or money, or something stupid, for compensation, or before he could fully register what a homoerotic wet dream All Might's sculpted body was, despite the morally gray circumstances, and how fucking hard he was for it. Shota sidled into the space between the bigger hero's splayed legs, telling himself it was only for leverage. Below the glossy blue V of his abdomen, the man's erection bulged through the fashionable lines of his suit, straining upward against the pitilessly tight fabric. Fucking huge. Shota had to avert his eyes for a second and breathe, baked brain clamoring, demanding more. Keep your cool. Don't be a creep. Professional courtesy. At least in his circle, the brotherhood of heroism went deep, and they'd done any number of things to get each other out of sticky situations. A handjob was cake, honestly. He wondered if All Might had ever committed to anything other than bodily harm to get someone out of a bad situation. But he so infrequently teamed up, it was hard to say. And here he was, distracting himself. I'm sorry, All Might breathed out below him, his noble brow shining with sweat. It was kicking in for him, finally. He shifted, lifting his hips, immediately wincing or sighing or both as his cock shifted and flexed within the constrictive confines of his suit. The pressure probably felt amazing. My suit doesn't really... I've got it, he said flatly. There was a small tear on the high curve of his hip, and Shota snapped it a little wider with his fingers, ignoring the big hero's protest. Verbal or physical, any resistance melted immediately as the younger hero shoved his hand in, gut clenching viciously at the vacuum of sweat-slick skin and latex that sucked at his hand as Shota fumbled for his dick. He didn't have to fumble far. His eyes widened as his palm closed on the hot, velvety skin, wrapped around what was apparently a lead pipe. Huge. That was fucking huge. Proportionally, maybe it fit All Might's Herculean 7-foot frame. In Shota's hand, it almost didn't. At all. But why weren't they fucking this out again? Focus, you desperate asshole. Shota started pumping his hand, firm and steady. You really should invest in a decent cup so this doesn't happen again with the press, he said stupidly. Just because he couldn't say anything about what he was actually doing, which was jacking off the symbol of peace on a warehouse floor at 3 p.m. on a Thursday. Also, your dick lines are distracting to the rest of us on the regular, he wanted to say. But maybe All Might was counting on that with his enemies, and Shota didn't really want to mess up that strategy. It was intimidating, to be sure. It's hard. Eraserhead bowed his addled, steaming head, biting his lip. Don't make a joke. Shota, you don't make jokes. Also, don't you dare stick it in your mouth. If you could stop being so very gay for just a fucking second, maybe we could get through this without embarrassing ourselves. Just jack him off and he'll jack you off, or maybe he'll take pity on you and generously bend you over. Suit had a cup built in, but it's hard finding one that fits, All Might said, just barely loud enough to hear. Then, unsuccessfully, bit back a low moan, sharply hiking up a thick leg for traction and twitching his hips up into the slippery hand jammed into his suit. The big man was covering his face with his hand and shaking. To have such a huge body trembling so viciously under his attentions was extraordinary. And, like a burning need for air, Shota had to get closer. He grabbed All Might's bent leg, hooked it over his shoulder, and shifted and pushed until he was flush against the hero's scalding body, instantly grinding up against the steel of his ass to feed the relentless pulse of his cock. The dust had long since warped his inhibitions to focus solely around the explosive need to come, and All Might was in no fucking state to notice, whimpering and biting his fist. Or he did notice. He felt it and arched into it eagerly, and Shota cursed and fucked against him, fingers of his free hand white on the man's ham-hock thigh. He worked and worked and worked his fist, squeezing the lauded hero's fat cock as hard as he could with every pass, clueless as to who was panting harder. "Will you fucking come already?" he hissed at last, selfishly. "Stamina is one of my most remarkable traits as a hero," All Might grit out above him, big white teeth clenched. "Oh, fuck you," Shota muttered under his breath, and the big man had the nerve to look truly apologetic as he shamelessly arched against the dirty warehouse floor, huge hands scrabbling for any hold, fucking his hand and whimpering. There was a sense that this situation was so totally surreal that he'd tell his kids this story. Except, of course, that Shota was never having kids, and he would never speak of this to anyone. Never, ever would he speak of jacking off the number one hero on a dirty warehouse floor with his mouth absolutely aching to blow him, wetting his lips obsessively, just looking at the outline of All Might's straining cock and the rhythmic, messy yank of his fist under the clinging blue fabric. All things considered, Shota was barely stopping himself from just straddling the gorgeous hero and doing God only knew what, like shoving his tongue in his mouth and humping him and just being disgusting. Something. Anything. Everything. Then, finally, it was over. All Might came with a muffled shout, and the hot release flooded the space between his suit and his skin, engulfing Shota's hand. Immediately, a wet, sticky stain darkened the red, yellow, and blue at his waist, spreading quickly as the two men caught their respective breaths. It was a highly inconvenient thing for hero suits not to have stain protection against, considering how fucking strange their jobs were. "Fuck," Shota said quietly, pulling his hand out from the tear in the big hero's suit and staring, aghast, at the sheer volume of cum coating his hand and dripping from his fingers. He flung it on the floor and it slapped audibly. It must have been a fucking gallon all in all. Everything about the man was inconveniently large, apparently. Then, before he could think about the next logical step, All Might was on it, and on him, open mouth crushing against his, tongues tangling, because what the hell else was Shota supposed to do? Push him away? That's not how this stuff worked, he told himself. So he arched into the rough kiss with everything he had, tasting ash and a hint of blood along the edge of perfect white teeth. He didn't struggle as All Might dragged him up into his lap by his ass, hero suit squelching obscenely, and pushed his legs apart into a proper straddling position. Shota hurriedly yanked his jumpsuit zipper down to the quick and exhaled fire as one of those big hands gripped his ass hard and the other pushed his uniform aside and wrapped around his straining cock. His entire body convulsed at the touch, and he snarled, biting All Might's lip and exhaling thickly as the hero growled back at him, single-mindedly sucking at his tongue. His arms locked around the man's ripped, mile-wide shoulders, and Shota was stunned by the girth of him, the size difference between them, or maybe just what they considered human these days. He felt shockingly small in All Might's grip, and some part of his brain was well aware of how terrifying that should have been, but his dick had other concerns. Muscles rippled relentlessly under his fingers, palms. Then All Might squeezed, and Shota cursed explosively into his shoulder, bucking his hips. Here? All Might breathed into his ear, twisting his slick, gigantic hand just so. Shota didn't try to stop the wrenching moan that spilled out of him, ecstasy gushing up his tortured body. Only the position stopped him from fucking his fist as fast and hard as he could. He spread his legs as far as possible, ass clenching atop the corded muscle of All Might's thighs. Just do it, he ordered hoarsely, biting his lip so he wouldn't beg as his aching eyes rolled back in his head. All Might's fist pumped erratically, wet, calloused palm encompassing his entire engorged shaft, so the sensation was paralyzingly intense, leaving Shota's back arched and feet twitching. Somehow, the hot breath in his ear was excited, pitching and slowing in time with the muscle twitches Shota just couldn't suppress. Fingers splaying and gripping again and again. Then All Might's mouth took in half his fucking neck, biting down as he sucked and kissed forcefully. Shudders racked his shoulders, vulnerability spiking in the base of his brain as he leaned into the press of his teeth, whining high and numb. He couldn't think that All Might was enjoying this because he was too busy enjoying it, but in a savage way, where he wanted to come as hard as possible and then beat the crap out of the assholes who subjected them to this. Out of the blue, orgasm hit him like a fucking truck, sucker-punching him and bending his tortured body in two. He arched and distantly felt All Might's huge arm in the small of his back, pinning him to his muscled chest. He knew he yelled somehow as he came, fingernails digging into the big hero's shoulders, baring his teeth. Then, ears ringing, body clearing of the last of the cloying pink need, Shota sagged back into the hold, the only sound he could hear, that of his own quick, relieved breaths. It was over. All Might, who had longer to recover, hurriedly but gingerly lowered the underground hero to the floor, where Shota emphatically collapsed and curled into his side, only yanking his jumpsuit closed after he could feel his limbs again. He blinked up at the ceiling. Eyes. So fucking dry. Body. Ow. What the fuck? Justice was hard. Well, All Might said awkwardly from his right, huge sticky hands knitted over one knee. Professional courtesy. Shota grunted from the floor, daring him to say more. All Might put a hand over his mouth and cleared his throat, and then flinched away and hurriedly wiped his hand on his suit, which was good enough for the other hero. Yet another misadventure. This was the hero life, the glorious existence they all dreamed of in the halls of UA. Better than the time he got turned into a cat, at least. Buoyed by that thought, and suddenly very focused on getting home and showering and chain-smoking an entire pack of cigarettes, Shota struggled to his feet. Time to go. Wait, came All Might's deep voice from behind him, urgent. Shota immediately grimaced, fearing more questions. But when he turned, the big hero was using the dirt on the floor of the warehouse to disguise the telltale stain across the front of his hero suit. He offered the younger hero a handful, expression somewhere between apologetic and earnest. Shota took it with a look, and dutifully obliterated all signs of their chemical indiscretion. Although his black jumpsuit abided the stains far more graciously from the start. In a moment, they were both rumpled, dirty, and looking very, very blasted. "There," Shota said, gesturing vaguely to the whole mess, abruptly grumpy. "Now you can leave." "You are an underground hero, correct?" Too tired to be startled by the sudden and accurate statement, Shota nodded. All Might smiled, genuinely strained, and gestured behind him, toward the iron door where presumably the press still milled. They'd been a little distracted. "I understand that your type doesn't appreciate the limelight, so I'll go out and give you cover. If you hang right as I exit, there's an alley out back you can swing into and no one will be the wiser," All Might explained, with pretty incredible articulation, voice hushed but firm. Shota nodded after a moment, grunting in agreement. He would like to be home now. An hour and a hand job ago, actually. The two men, heroes in their own right, but as different in their methods as day and night, moved to the iron door, and as Eraserhead made to duck to the left, All Might's hand came down on his back, patting. Even the light contact was enough to knock half the air out of the younger hero's chest, and he staggered. "Oops, sorry, I apologize for interrupting your job. I'd be happy to make it up to you at some later date. But for now, I hope you find a way to enjoy the rest of your afternoon, my friend," he said, mildly, flashing a thumbs up. "Thanks for the hand." Shota stared at him. He couldn't do anything else, considering. After a beat, All Might nearly jumped out of his skin, face bright red. "Ah, not like that. Oh my goodness," he gasped, horror-struck. But Shota was already positioning himself in the shadows, a faint smirk on his unshaven face. "Come on, what are you waiting for?" Taking a deep breath, All Might opened the enormous doors and Eraserhead disappeared with the first flash of cameras, leaving the big hero to feel the push of attention and questions with a gleaming smile, despite the exhaustion shading his eyes and the stain down the front of his suit. That's how it was, and that's how it would be, in their world. No matter how hard the fight, no matter who saved the day or lost it, everyone had questions. But not every question could have an honest answer and still keep the peace. That was what the press often missed, and the one thing Shota couldn't abide, the greed of it, the grasping to know just for the sake of knowing, the invasion, the entitlement. There were some things that should stay in the dark, simply because no one could exist in the scalding light of the public eye and hide their flaws forever. And people were callous dicks and judged so quickly, tearing down what they once claimed to love, at the slightest indiscretion. He was a real person, and more flawed than most. All Might, he assumed, was a real person. Shota hadn't seen much proof of that, even today. But the fact remained that the press would one day dig out something on All Might that would topple him despite his size, just because he dared to exist imperfectly. No, Shota wanted none of it, and the only thing that consoled him as he righted his reins and caught his breath on a nearby rooftop, mapping his route home by swingable lampposts and overhangs, was that his day was officially over. No, dust wasn't a simple one-time thing, and he had skimped on some of his explanation in favor of resolving the situation. The obsession and the pining of the first dust always sucked, and it was most certainly All Might's first experience with the drug. But why would Shota worry about that if he had only managed to meet All Might 4 years into his career as a hero, and thus the chances of crossing paths with him in the next 4 weeks were statistically null by at least a factor of 10? Shota wasn't on the grid. The man didn't even know his working name, had no hope of finding him on any of the hero networks, and thus the asshole could pine as much as he wanted. If they didn't meet, there wouldn't be a real problem. It was a comfortingly rational idea. And so the young underground hero readied his reins to start the trip home and shower with a guiltless heart, because, by any stretch of the imagination, that was the end of him and All Might. It was nothing more than a story that somebody, Hizashi and Nemuri, would probably pry out of him with a heinous amount of gin a few years down the line, which absolutely no one would really believe. There was no reason to think further on it. Just another wacky misadventure in the pro-hero world, jacking off in the line of duty. But Shoto was wrong. He was so very, very wrong about absolutely everything. And he fucking hated being wrong.